Blog Talk Radio.
Leave it like that. 195 in the countries, 103,
270 with live online class. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's class of a glorious number of 103,270 listeners. Well, looking at that number, we know that we've all came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening can never understand, and that's without proper teaching. And that's what we do. We give proper teaching to all the listeners to come to Yahuwah's ministry. One thing we have to be aware by knowing scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage evil teachings. We see them all the time, camouflaging evil teachings for righteous learning. And we look at the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 12 to verses 15. Verse 12 says, What I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that within their glory they may be found, even as we. 13. For such are false apostles, deceivers, workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahuwah the Son. 14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 15. Therefore, it is no great thing for his ministers to also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. While the doers of Yahuwah's words, we do his works and follow his righteous teachings, because in 1 Peter chapter 12, verses for chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahuwah over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil." 13. "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, as I said once before, considering the number that came for the good of Yahuwah's word, most of us commend it, add unto it, and some cast the same word behind their backs that we're listening to. And you know what that causes? It's not so good for others learning the word of Yahuwah. We call them raving wolves in sheep clothing that come just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwahly things. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the people, are the ones that have to realize we're here for one reason. That's not who sits on your left or sits on your right, to spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahuwah. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you all came to seek. And you have found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. But we look at the fact we don't usually have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our current time is 7:15 to 10:15 due to the changing in the times. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those current smart devices you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices, one which is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, You may see menu, but again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose that tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, the kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. I check it often myself at different times. It keeps myself and you and your family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. Now, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Write on the search line in the three words this time, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is Tribe, it's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. And another note, please don't call any previous numbers for this year during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We have a few verses in the Bible we use to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But you can imagine, I've actually seen these two verses in actual working part from different individuals. And I still notice there's those that come and do the opposite of what the scriptures say we should do. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthews. We look at chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." And we also find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact us here, as we've mentioned before. For questions, we have voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos, even thoughts of having just running a memo show, as was mentioned before. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man. And the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, even doing all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, looking at the numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-5. 6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as was previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But as you might imagine, by now, not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100%, and he found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated at 9:45 or later. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. And one good note that we're making it aware for the members to know, we are making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is another starting day. We're starting out good for the Word of Yahuwah, as usual. And we find that doing that, that nothing has changed, except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word, which is a good thing, and it's always an increasing number. Those that commend it and add unto it, only following by those casting the same word behind their back, only want to hear certain verses in the Bible. You know what? It seems to be the same people doing that all the time. They take the verse's meaning another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping those pages to look like they're paying attention, but when they're called to speak, they're completely lost, clearly forgotten. We're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. A reminder, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that if it's all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Remember what I said before about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26? Let's see. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible." So as we begin to read the Bible and we begin to receive and understand the words which are deciphered for us, it tells us as a man or woman, we're measured by our works. That's the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Well, this is why we always try to show you our works by having you to research the Bible, using the Bible to back up the Bible. That's why I always say a teacher always has to show worthiness, because any teacher that opens the door for his students has to walk through the same door himself. Because you might imagine, we have those out there that ask questions for learning Yahuwah's word, and they're pretty serious. And we also have those that ask just to see if you know or to trip you up like a Pharisee. That's why I always say, a teacher can't learn from his students, but already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience by teaching, because he already knows. You know, after we received all these lessons from the Bible, you know, we proceed in a righteous way, according to what the Bible tells us. So doing that, we don't want to be led by friendly deception. Yahuwah gave man or woman a free choice, a choice, if you might say, which was said in the book of Deuteronomy. chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, I don't think you'd have to ask me what I would choose. I would take the suggestion that Yahweh gave me. That's most definitely. So keep your Bibles open. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, well, I was tell that section again. And we're looking at all the memos that come in, but I do want to mimic something you just got through saying about a deceitful worker. I wanna do a little precepting on that. We, you know, like I said again, we come on the network 6 nights a week, so sometimes we come with an open mind just to make sure Luke 12:12 is ready to go. And not only that, sometimes you will hear something and you have to deal with it after you hear something, because you got to be able to clearly understand that a deceitful worker, you cannot tell a deceitful worker by the looks. You have to have a little bit more to go on a deceitful worker. And we might take a look at that along the way of getting into the lessons of what we're on. Right now we're going to find Brother Yahdai Israel. We just get something going on, but that was very interesting because I'm always taking notes. That's why I love to hear the elders, the brothers, sisters always throw a verse on the table, because in that verse will bring out another lesson along the way to a lesson. And that's what it was all about. That's why this book is very exciting to me, because it'll bring out to let you know Yahweh is working with the six anointed camps, because sometimes a statement can bring out a whole lesson. And we'll get back on the point that we're on, but that's a good thing. I like that. All right, enough said on that. We're going to find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. We're going to get something going on. And one thing about it, when you meet your brother, we'll catch you in the second half there, Mr. Tibbs. So we'll get your closing thoughts on tape number 48 in Yahweh shortly. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you, I see you, Roy.
God bless you, see Israel. I see royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Like I said again, we undone that. Time to move on, but that was very interesting. So I'm just going to see exactly what can I get out of this after we get off some loot. Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought. And I believe that, Brother Yahdai Israel. And I wanna go back with the Tim Drop commentary, and I wanna take a peek at that in 2 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 11 down to verse 15. I'm gonna take a little peep at that. I wanna on that a little bit. Let's see what's going on in 2 Corinthians. Then we got to set the stage. I don't know, but we go on to and put that verse on the table and see what we can work with in tape number 48. 11, 11. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see what we can get out of this. Come on.
2 Corinthians, chapter 11.
Chapter 11. Yes, sir. 11 through 15. Let's see what we can get out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. One thing about I got to confess, I am a great note taker, and a lot of times in class you might hear me say, hey, what verse was that you brought it out? Because sometimes you bring out a verse, they got a whole lot of dripping precepts in them verses. And that's what makes so excited about that we know when you're on, because you on the drop of a hat. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 11 through 15. Let's talk about it, Brother Yagdar Israel. Come on.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 11 through 15 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 11. Wherefore, because I love you not, Yahweh knows. Verse 12. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion. And when they honor, they may be found even as we. Verse 13. For such a false.
Hold on, Brother Yagdow. I was echoing your part. I like that. But come on back and read that verse 12 again. I don't take the time and peep at something. Because you have dropped a pretty good bombshell out of verse 12. So now, that's what I like. When I hear some stuff. What it says again in verse 12 again, Brother Yagdow Israel?
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 12 reads, but what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasions, that wherein they honor, they may be found even as we.
You see, so you the man just said, he said, now, Paul said, you see, I got to cut off the occasion for the one that enjoy an occasion. Because you might can be a little bit shady. He'll say he mothers to those that grab the hold to the Bible, and they'll mess around, make a profound statement. But it's incorrect, because bottom line is, that's what Paul was saying. That he noticed they were very comfortable and opened the book up, but what they saying is just not lining up with what the book is saying. You want to cut off a little bit of that. Otherwise, you want to make it a little bit uneasy for statements to continue the way they're being made. And that's why the six anointed camps have to be able to cut off the occasions of those who think they know what they're saying, but it's written over there in 3 verse 11 in St. John. What it says in 3 verse 11 there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, St. John 3, verse number 11, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
If we speak what we do know, a lot of camps and a lot of brothers and sisters is speaking on what they have been told, passed down through generation of generation, but it is showing you soundly that it's some things that have been missing, and that's why we will say in a minute that sometimes it's best not to put people on the spot, because the bottom line, when you put them on the spot and say, precept that, then all of a sudden you'll see them go through a tap dance and everything else. You know the reason why? Because that's letting you know who Yahweh is dealing with. You're dealing with the one that understands that the only way you're going to get the knowledge of the Bible. 119, verse 4 and 104. See, and this makes them very jittery, because the Bible is telling us to handle his word. You just can't be a great or can go to your telephone and tap up a bunch of stuff. The Bible tell you in 119 verse 4 and 104 what? What did it tell you there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of Psalm, chapter 119, verse number 4, verse 104 reads, Psalm 119 verse 4, Thou hast commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
So, and about 300 years later, the seer came in and he pulled that verse in the 28th chapter, verse 10, and let's take it on down to verse 13. Now, a seer came 300 years later, and he pulled that verse from David, and what did he say in the 28th chapter, verse 10 through 13 of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 28, verse number 10 to 13 reads, Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10. Isaiah 28, verse number 10 reads, For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Verse number 11, For with stammering lips, in another tongue will he speak to this people. Verse number 12. To whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may call the weary to rest. This is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Verse 13. But the word of Yahweh was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go, fall backwards, be broken, snared, and taken.
Read verse 12 again, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Isaiah 28, verse number 12. To whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may call the weary to rest. And this is a refreshing, yet they would not hear.
It's what calls the weary to rest. And I really believe you got time on that telephone. So now, it is very important to what makes the weary to rest. And see, that's when you can find out who's standing before you. How is their demeanor? The weary will never get a rest unless he followed what you just got through saying. The only way you will not be weary to get a rest, you must do what he says. And read verse 12 one more time, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Read one more time.
The book of Isaiah 28, verse number 12 reads, To whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may call the weary to rest. This is a refreshing, yet they would not hear.
So he's telling you to be able to rest, you must, 28 verse 10. He said the only way you will have a restful mind, you must, now back to 28 verse 10 again now, Brother Yah, let's see what make the weary rest. 28 verse 10 of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah 28, verse number 10 reads, For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
You must precept to make the weary to rest. And that's why we got weary peoples that's out here. And we got to fit the protocol because the weary is walking around. They looking for the answers. But they only can go on, it's like a magnet. They would draw to you if you fit the protocol. Weary breaker. You got to fit the profile of a weary breaker because you got the people of the book. It's very weary. They confuse. But You don't help them by not coming on that front line, and the weary is looking for a direction. 15:17, book of Isaiah says what? I ain't forgot about 1 Corinthians. Thank you, that brother Yahweh Israel. Coming back there in a minute, but you gotta, like I said, go with the spirit of Yahweh. What did he tell you? Because you got wearies out here. They know what they're looking for, but they don't see the sign that they need. And but Yahweh have dropped it right here in 15:37-40. What did he say in number 15:37-40?
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37-40 reads, book of Numbers 15, verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse number 39, it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind, and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. Verse number 40. You may remember, and do all the Torah instructions, and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
You see, so, in 22 verse 12 of Deuteronomy, he stood in the heavenly tavern, and he started talking. He still pounding Moses what to tell the children of Israel. He's pounding this Moses. What is he saying in 22, verse 12? Deuteronomy.
Book of Deuteronomy, 22, verse number 12 reads, thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, garment, wherewith thou covereth thyself.
Because you know, I was on a bus today, and I had my royal blue top on, my fringes on. And it was a couple, and they was looking, and they said, excuse me, sir, is them fringes? Yes. Do that mean that you is carrying the word, because we are weary? So then we're not going to behind it what we'll say behind it. But if the point we making, see, Roya, you don't, when you know who you are, this is a requirement of Yahweh to make sure you got something identifying but that you the peoples of the book. You ain't got to holler out at all if you got your fringes on. It'll draw the ones that weary in a conversation. Some bus driver, some dumb fringes, see, right? See, the woman have paid a whole lot of money. She spent that money all over town and the positions, and but she knew in the night. And what to look for, and that's why we telling you, six anointed caps, you must have something on when you step out with some fringes on, because you got people walking around in total darkness, but they cannot identify you, but through them fringes, they will draw to you, and all they be looking for is a. And you got to remember that, see, right? You got to have a jacket or something on that got your fringes on, and Yahweh will take it from there. We'll show you later on. So now here's a woman who spent all her money. She run around with them old doctors and everything else, and they've been healing her up. But then all of a sudden, she says something. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Listen to this conversation that's going on. And listen at a key word here in verse 19. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse number 19, 21 and 22 reads, book of Matthew 9, verse 19, and Yahweh the Son rose and followed him, and so did his disciples, followers. Verse number 20, behold, a woman which was diseased for an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 21, for she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Verse 22, but Yahweh the Son turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Yeah, see right here. You got people just busted up everywhere in the brain. You know what will make them whole? When he identify you with something on you that have principles. Even if you don't have a tailor, and we and coming out of Camp 1 that can tighten up all that stuff, but I'm going to tell you, even if you don't have a tailor, you can get your fringes and sew it onto your inner, one of your blouses or something. Have something on to identify you, know where you're going, because somebody going to gravitate to it, because Yahweh is going to send you to those that got them fringes on, and they're going to ask you something. Now you have to help them to save them and get you a James 5:20. So when you help a sinner that is blind, wake him up. Show them what this Bible is saying. You have hidden a multitude of your by understanding Yahweh got the. So when you study the land, land fringes, you read now is the land of blessing of Yahweh on you. I don't care where you go, have something on you that have your fringes somewhere, because Yahweh will send somebody to you and they'll tell them what these folks look like. They've probably been a person with the fringes on. Do you see the fringes on in that crowd? Yes. Go draw yourself near to that person. See that thing right here. Look just like the common peoples of the world. You just like a bunch of ants. You can't tell which one is carrying what, because now one of the ants stand out like a bunch of black birds somewhere. You can't tell who's who. But when you got your fringes on, that's the game. You hear that? Good. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians again. Now I'm going to try to, I got all I need out of that verse 12. What it says through 13 through 15 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. He's backing off of a profound statement. He says, anybody. See what 1 Corinthians, Paul was breaking it down. Verse number, you read 12, now give me 13 through 15 there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 13 through 15, what does it say?
Because 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13 through 15, verse number 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a minister spirit of light. Verse 15, for it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In the end, I will be called to their work. When you made that statement there, Brother, I'm a great. He has blessed me to hear real good. I want to take a look at that, because what you just got through saying. I'm going to precept that in the book of it's no marvel, because faith ministers is transforming to now I want to precept that out of the book of Enoch, chapter 15, on page 44. What it says in verse 10, verse 9 and 10. Let's go see what it says. Enoch, chapter 15, verse 9 and 10. What do we say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The first book of Enoch, chapter 15, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads. First book of Enoch, 15, verse number 9. And shall live on the earth. Evil spirits have come out from their bodies, because they are born from men and from the righteous watchers. Their beginning is of primal origins. Verse number 10. There shall be evil spirits on earth. Evil spirits shall they be called. Spirits of the evil ones. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born on the earth shall be their dwelling. The spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, war, destroy, and cause trouble on the earth.
Mm-hmm. So he let you know that it's evil spirits. And the evil spirits, although Yahweh control everything, but no marvel by deceitful workers, will have some evil spirits. So you got evil spirits, see, right? That's Satan at his best with his evil spirits. So there is a death, see, right? So you have to discern about if you got an evil spirit in you. That's why recognize a deceitful worker. So you can have a evil spirit in your ear, see, right? And that's why we come to try to show you what to look for. The page of the book is go to 1 Samuel. So you got to recognize everything through the pages of the book are evil spirits. Now watch how hands was enlightened. We're going to look at what they said, what these men said by having our enlightenment as something in verse 14 and 15. 1 Samuel 16 and 15. Listen to what they stand over here in 1 16, verse 14 and 15.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse number 14, verse 15 reads. Book of 1 Samuel 16, verse number 14. But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him. Verse 15. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubleth you.
Yes, they right. So how can you identify? But they had the knowledge to know that the spirit of Yahweh departed. Now, what spirit was that departed? See, what are they talking about here? Let's go to Nehemiah a little bit. Let's precept that to Nehemiah. Run over to Nehemiah, take a look at that, what Yahweh gave those that going to, what he got on the table. He gave them that we can read. He gave them that we can read. So you got to be clear, Steve Ray. You got to recognize that Yahweh gave them something that we can read. And that's the key to it, Steve Ray. You got to be able to know how to sit down in this book and do some peeping real good. And once you peeping and Yahweh step in there, then in the book of Nehemiah, there above you, well, profound statement is it's time out for we don't know these things. In the book of Nehemiah, again, let's talk about something 12 through 14. Let's get warmed up before we get to verse 20. When we get warmed up in Nehemiah, we're going to get ourselves warmed up in the 9th chapter, verse 12 through 14. Then we'll get on down to verse 20. What's going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel and Nehemiah? And listen to the conversation here, 9, 12 through 14 and verse 20. Let's talk about it, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 12 to 14, and verse number 20 reads, book of Nehemiah 9, verse number 12, moreover thou leadest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Verse 13, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, speaking with them from heaven, and gave them right Torah instructions. Verse 14. And made us known unto them by righteous Sabbath, commanded them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions by the hand of Moses, your servant. Verse number 20. Thou gave us also thy good, righteous spirit to instruct them, and withheld in that manner from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Ain't that something?
What is it in verse 14? That's probably up to Israel. Verse 14.
The book of Nehemiah 9, verse 14. And made it known unto them your righteous Sabbath, and commandeth them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions by the hand of Moses, your servant.
You mean, Brother Yahdai Israel, you mean that Yahweh done what in verse 14? You mean he gave a specific, what did he command? See, and that's where they stumble at every time. See, you think you can a St. John 10:1, but it don't work like that. You can try to be a St. John. What do you say anyway?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1. Truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he or she that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Well, wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know you land on thick. You mean this statement right here that Nehemiah is addressing in verse 14. Can you read it one more time in verse 14? How it counts. Do you understand what this man is saying? Listen what he's telling you, that they from above. And Nehemiah says what he said again in 9, verse 14.
Book of Nehemiah 9, verse number 14. And made it known unto them your righteous Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions by the hand of Moses.
So, in verse 14, the Sabbath day is a righteous day. And in that seventh day, whoever stand before you, what is the commandment that you must do according to the Bible? What is the commandment you must do there in verse 14 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Nehemiah 9, verse 14. And made it known unto them, your righteous Sabbath, commandest them precepts, statutes, Torah instructions by the hand of Moses, your servant.
Then if you do that, what would you, will you receive in verse 20?
Verse number 20. That gave us also that good, righteous spirit to instruct them.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you all have a disembodied look in your face. Always something to chop you up, get you off balance. All you got to do is find out that hear how it the righteous spirit. And David said, I got a whole lot of old people, women around and all every day. But, and I got this old great big old temple. But I tell you what, Yahweh, although I got all this going for me, like plenty of songs, I'm all good. But Yahweh, I tell you what, Yahweh. That is David saying. Make him a final statement. Let's see what David says in the 51st chapter. Because I got a great big temple and everything else. And got a couple of pieces of women moving around with me. But I tell you one thing, old Yahweh. Tell you one thing. Psalm 51, pick up verse 9, and take it out of verse 13. Let's see what David says in Psalm chapter 51, 9. Let's see what he said there,
brother, like Israel. The book of Psalm, chapter 51, verse number 9 through 13 reads, book of Psalm 51, verse number 9, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my sins. Verse 10, create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse number 11, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your righteous spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Verse 13. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you.
So you see what the man said? Now, he said, I don't care what I got to lose, but what I don't want to lose, C.C. Wright, you the man said, now what he don't want to lose is verse number 11. What he don't want to lose there, Brother Yahweh?
You look at Psalm 51, verse number 11 reads, Psalm 51, verse 11, cast me not away from your presence. And take not your righteous spirit from me.
Mm-hmm. So you see what this man's saying? What he don't want to lose? He said he don't worry about them, a piece of wife, a piece of kids, the building, temple. I mean, not the temple. Imagine you got me in. That is not my concern. What I don't want you to do is be seen from your presence. Don't take your presence away. Now, that's a big statement, I see, Ray, but here's the point. To get understanding when you do what the man told you, you must precept the Bible. You cannot holler out and talk a thing. Precept your body and find out what they're talking about. He'll give you this according to John 3:34. But you got to meet the requirements of what he's saying. You got to be clear that what he gave you for to have the blessings over you, He gave you a blessing by saying, put them fringes on. Because you don't know when you out there in the street, somebody is he going to draw to you. And listen, Mrs. is on. Just tell me something that about that. Tell me something about that good Bobby. I'm weary. But they cannot recognize you if you ain't got no fringes on. And that's why he about your blessings. It's some things that you must do for Yahweh. He'll give you a 334 of St. John. And what is that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 34 reads, book of St. John 3, verse 34. For he is she whom Yahweh have sent. Speak of the words of Yahweh, for Yahweh giving out the Spirit by measure unto them.
You see that? And David says, I don't care what's going on. Don't take away your presence from me. Now, see, Ray, it's an honor to know how to preach. And that is the game changer. And that's what we know that you're ready to go, and Yahweh is not because you can go in your telephone and rap all that. Oh, see, Roy, you got to go into the good book, take care of Yahweh's business, and make folks comfortable by knowing you in the driver's seat. Folks might have driving you in his neck or her neck turn all the way back in the storm. Hey, that driver. What's your neck doing looking back here for? Keep your eye on the road. You want to be comfortable on what's going on, see, Roy. You got to know what's going on. That's what we're trying to tell you, see, Roy. The voices of the true Israelite was created last to do one thing, correct all of this bad teaching, showing you got to have your foundation, but you got to have them fringes on, and you got to make sure you clear of what he's saying in Numbers 6, verse 27. And you got to understand something, see, Roy. You holding back your own blessings. So Yahweh ain't going to meet you who want to be met at. He going to meet you when he tell you what's on the table. So you've got these old pizza ass machines and all this. You out in the street, got your mouth flapping. Make sure you leave the blessing of Yahweh. And what is the blessing of Yahweh in number 622? What is the blessing of Yahweh?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6. Verse number 22 through 27 reads, book of Numbers 6, verse number 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, they shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
The man said, and you shall put my name on the family of Israel. Then the blessings will kick in. So see, Ray. You don't rehearse that righteous act according to 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. You got to rehearse that according to 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. What did it say there in 4, verse 2 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse number 2 reads, book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse number 2, teach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
You hear the man saying? That means were you in the six anointed camps, when you're out of the six anointed camps, don't put your fringes in your Bible and hide it out. Don't do that. See, right here, you're slowing down this four-court press that we got to do. You got to rehearse the righteous act. Not only, even you got to correct your kids. No, I might be grandma, I might be anything, but I got to show y'all what you need to make sure you know in time to come. The greatest legacy you can leave your grandbabies, your children, the name of Israel and them branches. That's the greatest legacy you can leave them. Know one thing, you are Israel. Some from the southern, some from the northern. We'll take you all that. But that's the greatest legacy you can leave. Huh? Because the world wants you to continue what you're doing now is knowing your biblical name, but you only use it while you're in the six anointed camps. You got to use that name instant in season, out of season, then Yahuwah going to kick in. Yahuwah is not going to deal with us as long as we got James. What it said in James, that brother Yahshua Israel. It makes a final statement in James that something we got to know. To run over to James and said what Yahuwah, you know. See, you can't, you got to be instant in season and out of season. That means I don't care what season it is. You got to be ready to go and lead by example to keep the blessing. And you cannot be a James chapter 1. What I need that, Brother Yahshua Israel? James chapter 2, right? What I need? You can't be a, what are you saying that you can't not be that, Brother Yahshua Israel? If I want James 1:8. What do you say you can't be in James 1, verse 8?
The book of James, chapter 1, verse number 8. A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways.
And that's why you got so many arguments in your family, so much abuse going on, because you're double-minded. You're double-minded, see, right? And Yahuwah, and he caused confusion in your family. Because you double-minded. You don't take the stand. I don't care if you lay next to me on my pillow. My biblical name, I want the blessing on my pillow. So I know, because he told you what to do. He told you how he intervened. But if you don't stand up for what Yahuwah is saying, you're hurting you, you're destroying yourself and everybody coming in contact with you. You got to be instant in season and out of season. You can't be thumbing around with this thing. You got to step up to the table. You got to understand what he's saying in Isaiah 33, verse 10. Because there's a time on the clock. And what is he saying now in Isaiah 33, verse 10, that Brother Yahshua Israel? So listen, six anointed camps. Understand one thing. It's something written over in Isaiah 33, verse 10, and what it says.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse number 10 reads, "Now will I rise, saith Yahuwah. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself."
Ain't that something? Now will I rise. Six anointed camps, you got to rise. You got to step up to the plate. Ain't no half stepping. You got to step up to the plate. Back up to the 30th chapter, pick up verse 8. But look what they'll tell you. They'll tell you some things, but Yahuwah gonna tell you some things too. He gonna tell you some things. We're gonna back up to Isaiah 30, verse 8, and we'll read down in 15 minutes that's on the tape. Isaiah 30, verse 8 through 15. What does it say that, Brother Yahshua Israel? What that say?
The book of Isaiah 30, verse number 8 through 15 reads. Book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 8. Now go, write it before them in a table, noted in a book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever. Verse number 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying family, that would not hear the Torah instructions of Yahuwah. Verse 10, we say to the seer, see not. To the seer, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Verse 11, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the righteous one of Israel to cease from before us. Verse 12, wherefore thus saith Yahuwah, the righteous one of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Verse 13, therefore this sin shall be to you as a breach, ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Verse 14, he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall none be found in the busting of it, a shred to take fire from the hearth, heat, or to take water withal out of the pit. Verse 15, for thus saith Yahuwah, the righteous one of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not.
You hear what the man is saying? Do you hear what the man is saying? The man is, listen, give me something to wipe one of my eyes. I feel like wiping my eyes for a minute. But that don't mean you're not getting more work. You hear what the man is saying? Jeremiah 13:8-10. Do you hear what the man is saying? Jeremiah chapter 13:8-10. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 13. Verse 8 through 10 reads, Book of Jeremiah 13, verse 8. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Verse 9, thus saith Yahuwah, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahuwah Judah and the great pride of Yahuwah Judah. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, walk after other false Yahuwahs to serve them. To worship them shall even be at this girdle, which is good for nothing.
Hear the man saying? Hear the man saying about Southern Kingdom, Yahuwah Judah? He said, you refuse to hear the word, and that going to make you good for nothing. Good for nothing. Because if you're not going to do it the way your man telling you to do it, you're good for nothing. This is something is required of you to understand at the end of your name for the Israel. Then the blessing of that conversation on the table. It's required of you to have on them fringes because somebody is seeking and they know what to look for. Fringes where? On your collar, sleeve, something. Put some fringes on it. Because there's people's out here in bad shape. But they understand if they can, like the woman said, if I just hit them fringes, I know I'll be made right. And see, that's the mindset is telling you, see, right? You can't, but listen, the man is telling you over here, he's a precept that's here. He's in Ezekiel chapter 20. Hear what the man is saying. In Ezekiel, he says, that sounds pretty good, brother, seer, but won't you precept that? Okay, good. Let's go to you hear what the man is saying? Hear what he's saying in the 20th chapter, verse 32-34 of Ezekiel. He's making a final statement, and this is what the man's saying. Whether you like it or not, we're going to hear what the man is telling Ezekiel to say. And Ezekiel 20, verse 32 down to verse 34. What he's saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ezekiel. Chapter 20, verse number 32-34 reads, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse number 32, that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that you say, will be as the nations, 17 nations, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. Verse 33, as I live, saith Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. Verse 34, and I will bring you out from people, and will gather you out of the countries where you are scattered, with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out.
He said, you cannot be like them. See, Ray, he's telling you, you can't be like them. If you know you see Ray, then you got to step up to the plate. I don't care if you're talking to Ain't Willie, mate. I understand that you call me all that, but don't call me booby. Call me mother, father, Israel, whatever. Make sure at the end that you address me now, because I don't see the great light. I don't see the great light now. So all them conversations, what you remember, I can't do that no more. I got a responsibility. I got to be by the, let me pull a rabbit out of here. I got to be by what, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's see what he's saying in Luke. See, this is what we got to be about. It got to read in Luke what we got to be about. We go on Luke chapter 2. This is what we got to be about right now. We got to be about what I want that Brother Yahdai Israel. We got to be about something. And I'm struggling right now, Brother Yahdai Israel. We got to be about something. Can you help me out? He made a profound statement. He said, hey, I hear what you say. I got something. What he's saying that, Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm struggling right now, but I'm looking for what he said, statement. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a profound statement. Get me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. He heard what they said. We gonna come all around it, but he heard what they said, but
yes.
He did not about the GOM contest. He didn't try to win about the GOM contest. No, he didn't try to win that at all. But I tell you one thing, came up with some air, then he made a profound statement. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel? What can we go and take a little peek at what he said?
I take a shot at it, see
it. And take a shot at it, Brother Yahdai Israel.
I'm looking at Luke chapter 2, verse number 49.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my Father's business.
But otherwise, he didn't try to win. What was the Bump the Gum contest? Back up a little bit, a couple more verses, and let's hear the Bump the Gum contest come in first. Let's listen to the Bump the Gum contest there, Brother Yahdai. It was a Bump the Gum contest going on, too. And let's see what that Bump the Gum contest was about. And when it came to pass, now pick up at verse 45. Let's listen to this Bump the Gum contest, because they realized something in verse 45. Then let's take it on down to verse 49. See, what we're going to hear is the bump, because you don't have the best of them love to bump the gum. Let's see a good Bump the Gum contest in 2 verse 45 down to 49 there. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 2, verse number 45 through 49 reads, book of Luke chapter 2, verse 45, when they found him not, they turned back again to the city of David, southern kingdom, Yahdai Judah, seeking him. Verse 46, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors both hearing them and asking them questions. Verse 47, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answered. Verse 48, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why thou dost dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Verse 49, he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my father's business?
Ain't that something?
You seem to man a friend. He ain't the man a friend.
He said, I'm not trying to win this bump the gong contest. He said, wait a minute, woman, don't you remember how this thing was set up? The middle spirit came down and said, okay, you all got to be about this man's business. Don't you know it's a prophecy in the 39th chapter I got to get busy on? What you talking about? You talking about some 44? What did he say in verse 44? You on this 44 thing. Matter of fact, pick up at verse number 43 and 44. He said, woman, what you on this 43 and 44 thing? What did he say?
The book of Luke 2, verse 43. And when they had fulfilled the days, and they returned, the child Yahqua, the son, tarried behind in Yahqua, Judah, the southern kingdom. And Job and his mother knew not of it. Verse 44. But they supposed him to have been in the company when a day's journey. They saw them among their kinfolks and acquaintance.
They think he hanging around the kinfolks. Listen, you can't hang around the kinfolks when you got beat by your Yahqua's business. Your kinfolks gonna call you Bubba J or somebody and all that old stuff. You got to, wait a minute, kinfolks. I got to be about me some 49 first. What is saying 49?
The book of Luke 2, verse 49. He said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my father's business?
Here's a man trying to tell you, six and on accounts. This is what we're talking about. You got to be about your father's business, see, right? You got the anointing on you, and all the word anointing means is this. It's all it means. Let me go back to 1 Samuel. Let me show you what the anointing means. Let me show you about the anointing on you. And let's go back to 1 Samuel. So when you got the anointing on you, going back to 1 Samuel, we're going to get some anointed. We're going to go back and give it to you in the 16th chapter. Got the anointed on you? Yes. We're going to find out. 16:13.
The book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel 16. Verse number 13 reads, this Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel the seer rose up and went to Ramah.
Now back up to the 10th chapter. Let's find out a little bit more. Back up to the 10th. Let's find out in 10:1.
Look at 1 Samuel 10:1.
Anointed. Word anointed. 10 verse 1. And then happens after that?
The book of 1 Samuel 10, verse number 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil. Samuel the seer took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head, kissed him, and said, it is not because Yahweh have anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance.
Still must anoint you and pull, and what anointing means, and pull the oil on you. And pull the oil on you. That's the responsibility of a seer. Every important understanding. And once he all on you. Verse 6.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse number 6. Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse number 6 reads, and the Spirit of Yahweh will come upon you. You shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man or woman. Ain't that something?
That means you've been anointed by the seer. Then you will be another man or another woman. And you also will have a 922 of Daniel just all around you. You have a Daniel 922, but it's, and another thing you're going to be having is an 8-1 of Ecclesiastes after the right book. After Ecclesiastes 8-1 first. See, all this will happen. Once you be anointed by the seer, then you will be a 8-1 in the book of Ecclesiastes. What's going on in 8 verse 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel C. Ray?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse number 1 reads, who is the wise man or woman who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man or woman's wisdom maketh their face to shine, and the boldness of their face shall be changed.
The boldness of your face will be changed, because now you know you're watching whoever stand before you. Got it, you watching his fingers in that book, and he's taking that book, got you comfortable. Huh? He ain't telling you where he's going and where he's been. Because he knows when he gets through with you, what you supposed to have when he gets through with you, and your 922. What you supposed to have there, Father Yahdai Israel?
The book of Daniel 9, verse 22. He informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
Did I see right? So you won't be fumbling around, talking, bumping the gums. When you on the clock, you'll exhibit skills and understanding in the word of Yahweh. Meaning, Ezekiel said plainly, that in 11 verse 2 of Ezekiel. What did he say in 11 verse 2 of Ezekiel? Then we'll skip down to 19 to 21. What he says in Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 2 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ezekiel chapter 11 verse number 2. Verse number 19 to 21 reads. Book of Ezekiel 11 verse number 2. Ye said he unto me, son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city. Verse number 19, and I will give them one mind, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony mind out of your flesh and give you a mind of flesh. Verse number 20, that they may walk in my statutes, keep my ordinances, and do them, and they shall And they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahweh. Verse 21. But as for them whose mind walketh after the mind of their detestable things, and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own head, saith Yahweh.
Oh, I'll say it again. Do you hear what the man is saying? Let's go to Ezekiel. Do you hear what the man is saying in 36? 25, and we'll take it down to verse number 31. All I'm saying, do you hear what the man is saying? On take for it. You hear what the man is saying? So it's certain signs that we look for, because he's making a thing in 36 chapter. How is this going to happen in verse 8? How is verse 8 going to happen in 36 verse 8? How is this going to happen? That's what I want. I want to hear. How this one? 30. What verse 8 say?
The book of Ezekiel, 36.
Yeah.
Verse number 8. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shout for, you shall shoot forth your branches to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come.
See, but how is this going to be activated? If you had a hand of come, knowing that you had a hand of come, but everything we just got through reading, you got to fit that to be a hand to come. See, you got to fit that to be a hand to come, Steve. Yeah, you had a hand to come. Get down to what we say about Yahweh God Israel. First, turn to which one we want. Which one we want that, Brother Yahweh Israel? Pick it up on verse 25. What you want? 25:31
that,
Israel.
25:31. The book
same
of Ezekiel.
36 chapter. Same book. Pick up verse 25.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. Verse number 25 to 31 reads, Ezekiel 36, verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean from all filthiness, from all your idols will I clean.
Okay, verse 25. See, I ain't heard enough of that. We going to mute him. Oh, yeah? I have heard enough of that. We going to mute Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's run over to Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's finish that verse off with Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel. Be clear. Mother D.F. Israel, can you finish that verse up, Mother D.F. Israel?
Yes.
All right. Finish that verse up there, Mother D.F. Israel, because the big station said we don't heard enough. You get too comfortable with that. Pick that right back up at verse number 25 to 31.
Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 to 31. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all your idols will I clean you. 26. A new mind also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh, and I will give you a mind of flesh. 27. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. 28. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your Yahweh. 29. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call you the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famines upon you. 30. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach or famine among the nation. Verse 31. Then shall you remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall love yourself in your own sight for your sins and for your abominations.
Read verse 29 again.
Verse 29, Ezekiel 36:29. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it and lay no famine upon you.
Mm-hmm. Let's precept that, and I will also say thee. It's 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 4, down to verse 9. Let's see, can we go back to 2 Ezra chapter 4, 4 to 9. He said, and I will also save you from your uncleanliness. Let's see, can we precept Mother of Israel? Let's see, can we precept that in 2 Ezra chapter 9, down to verse 9.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 9.
Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse 4 to 9. Yeah, and Mother E, help me 1 Samuel 51, 11 and 12. See, y'all been pulled in to come in and step in grand style. You know, so you've been put, you got to step up in grand style and keep it moving. So help me 51, 11 and 12, waiting on me. Come on out, Mother D up Israel.
2 Ezra chapter 9, verses 4 to 9. Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall thou well understand that the Most High speaks of those things from the day that were before you, even from the beginning. Verse 5. For like as all that is made in the world has a beginning and an ending, and the end is manifest. Verse 6. Even so, the time also of the highest have plan beginning in wonders and powerful works, and ending in effectual and signs. Verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by the covenant whereby you have believed. Verse 8. Shall be preserved from the sand, said pearls, and shall see my salvation in my land, and where in
good.
My boy.
Good. Well, that was actually about to bring that verse 8 in there. So you see what he's saying. So he's saying, listen, I will also save thee from all your uncleanness. But he said, I'm going to save you behind your works, see right here. Listen, see right here. I'm going to save you behind your works. And you just got through reading your works. Your works is you got to put them fringes on. You got to be entered in season and out of season. That's your works. Your works is when you tell your closest loved one, now I understand that. That's my government name. I don't want to be called by that number. I'm trying to save myself and you too. Because I know, I'm plainly knowing if I continue with this government name after you've been, I've been anointed to take care of this business, I'm hurting myself and everybody come in contact with me. We got to step it up now and take care of this man's business. Then, what did he say again at Mother E? Over there in 51, verse 11 and 12 of Psalms, Mother E. What did he say?
I thought he was saying it.
No, let me make it, Psalm 51, verse 11 and 12. And what did David say behind that?
Okay, Psalm 51, verse 11 and 12. Psalm 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy righteous spirit from me. verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Now, David said, do not take your presence away from me. Now, the six anointed camps know soundly what that means. But we just go for exercise. We're on to Luke 1:19, and David said, I don't care what's going on. But the six anointed camps know how to precept that, I don't care what you do, don't take your presence from me. And the six anointed camps is run through this with no problem whatsoever. But we're going to find out what for these national audience, what David is saying, do not cast your presence from me by precepting your Bible. 119. What
is it says in 119 now? The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 19. And the minister's spirit answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of Yahweh, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings.
Mm-hmm. And to tell you what you need to know, and when I leave you, Mother D of Israel, you gonna have you some Daniel 9:22 working with you. So when I leave you, you gonna have you some Daniel 9:22, and we're gonna bring Mr. Tibbs in and get his final thoughts in a second, and then we'll come back because that's why we see right here. We got to step to the plate, get our own and school, bank, radio station. You going to keep bumbling around with this thing until you find out one thing. That this voice you hear out of these six anointed camps, huh? We keep telling you, Z-Race, being a reaction, be a proaction. Step to the plate and let's get the job done before it's too late. Got it? Good. What you reading there, Mother D of Israel?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skills and understanding.
So what do the six anointed camps must exhibit, Mother D of Israel?
Skills and understanding.
Skills and understanding. Mother E, what do the six anointed camps exhibit every time we own out there instant in season, out of season, on the Daniel 9:22? What we supposed to take the lead on what?
Skills and understanding.
Excellent. Take the lead on and understanding. This is our job. Stand by. We're going to bring Mr. Tibbs in, get his final thoughts, and we'll be ready to take it on to the finish line on tape for this. Mr. Tibbs, what's your final thoughts? All right.
Yahweh bless you once again, brothers here, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. We got so much action going on here tonight with understanding. My goodness, I'm really enjoying it. I was sitting back just really enjoying the process. But anyway, we welcome and thank you for bringing me back once again. And we welcome and thank all of you thus far for listening to our program, because we already know that with all this understanding going on, we're all getting excited, making me look at Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. What does that say? Verse 9 says, give instruction to a wise man or woman, and he or she will yet get wiser. Teach just a man or woman, and he or she will increase in learning. Well, it appears to me that's exactly what we're doing. We're getting wiser from the scriptures. Looking at 2 Timothy verses
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Verse 14 says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing whom thou hast learned them. 15, and that from a child that has known the righteous scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through the covenant which is in the Yahuwah the Son." Script 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahuwah, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So at this time, we'll have to welcome and thank all of you for staying for another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, as you can see, in righteousness. And what we do, we get all our topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this for you because you have knocked and came to seek and found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is from Friday, currently running at 7:15 to 10:15 or later. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. Once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. I know there are a lot of them out there right now. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of the choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. After clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And after doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, one thing I always do, I say to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to you throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and it will put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're using two email addresses currently. The first one is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysrael, at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects, related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Also, one important note, please do not call any previous numbers for this year during program time, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, "Answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk."
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as I mentioned before, there are still those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they may not be familiar or just ignore what Yahuwah the Son has given us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. And also, once again, we find it necessary. As we mentioned before, please do not contact us here directly by voicemail, email, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, even thoughts of running just a memo show. Now, I know I wouldn't want to just see that one. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and the most important thing that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, even though the seer does all this work, he's also one man, limited by Yahuwah to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But you might imagine, not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always enjoy listening to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. Except for Fridays, this program will be repeated at 9:45 or later. To get there, open up any search engine on one of your devices. On the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you'd like to listen. Once again, we're reminding you that we're also making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, I hope thus far everyone has enjoyed listening to the word of Yahuwah. And some that are listening, I know we take the verses seriously, not like some that's taking the verses another way and trying to convince other people that, hey, this is what it means. No, that's why we have us here. Going through all that with the noisemakers, complainers, and mostly that we have seen is the deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like he's paying attention, but a loss when they're called to speak. This is pretty serious, because time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was created by Yahuwah to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. If anyone ever told you they've even done over 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. As I said before, that's impossible. As mentioned in the book of Matthew, 19:26. 26 says, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahuwah, all things are possible. So we know that mostly what we do, we try to come close to the impossible on this program. Being busy, working continuously, trying to get the words of Yahuwah together for the listening members. And after we receive lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to what has been interpreted. Here we go with the deceptive listener or somebody trying to malarrange what we've taught you. Remember, we were given a choice. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, the choice says, 19, I have called on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, I guess you remember me mentioning that earlier. I said myself, I know which one I would choose. Yahuwah gave me this body, and I got to do what Yahuwah says. He reminded me of that in that verse. I'm going to choose what's right. I look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Let me know what's going on. In 19, it says, what you know that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which ye have of Yahuwah, and not of your own. 20, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yahuwah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahuwah's. So I know I won't forget that. That's some serious talk right there. So at this particular time, I'm going to pass our program back to our seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That's excellent again. That's an excellent comeback on the second half. That's what it's all about. We take it serious of what we're doing, and thus says Yahuwah. And we know we be hit on every side, but one thing about it, we prepare to do our part, and thus says Yahuwah. Now we're going to meet the mothers, but I want to bring out something that we head down that line, and you can go into your, it's got a, what's called a, you know, that's where you got, you know, your computers come in line and all that stuff. We got to deal with some things called YahYahJewishEncyclopedia.com. You can go and find out about Yahya and find out what happened to him, that his father and everything, born around about 1120 to 1130. He was born 1120 or 1130, died in 1196. And this is what is very important to understand something. This is where this, and it was over there in Lister, L-I-S-D-O-N, of Portugal. Now, they were there up under, and around that time, is King Afonso I. Now, very important to understand something here, because this is when they got the name called, this is when Yahdah Judah received the name called Negro. They had a village called Negro, a village of Negroes. He carved out them two spaces and gave it to the Yahya Negroes. They had two pieces of land for what they did in helping them fight against their brothers and the ones that's of Moors in 711. And they fought against to recapture parts of Spain back. So now these Yahyas, Negroes, they received that name, but they were direct descendants from the descendants of David. But you always can find some that will break rank through protocol or to have the blessing of the world's blessing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. We just want to let you know we ain't forgot about none of that, but we're going to take care of some business to see how did they get there, but they was already there. They're going to take care of that too. But let's go back and find the mothers, and we'll see which way they go. And now, see, but they stepped up in grand style, and now it's time to step up a little bit more, because time for their time is on the clock. So let's see if we can go find Mother E and see if we find Mother E, Mother Z. We'll see if we find them right now by saying when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1. You want to think about these mothers out of Camp 1, they'll get together and they'll hem you up too. get together and see if you're out of order. They're hearing you up. That's a good thing, too. So we send the president to take care of a lot of business. So we meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E. Mother Z with a loud voice, you say. Mother E, tribe of Yah God Judah, Yahweh be with you, L.C. Raya.
Yahweh bless you,
see
Israel, Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Roll up and signify Mother D help is. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother D F Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh be with you, L.C. Right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hey, tell them grandbabies over there. Point your grandma on the airway, get over there somewhere and sit down and be quiet for a minute. Now, so we on the scene now to take care of stuff, and we clear that we gonna, we know what the series is all about, but we had to, you know, that's gonna be on the airways a long time, 6 nights a week, and we're gonna take care of a lot of business. But we better run, Mother E, we better run and take a look at something in second. We want to find out something happened in Second Chronicles. We're going to Second Chronicles, and we're going to take a look at something. We're going to see what this man is saying in Second Chronicles, and let's see what we want. We're going to get back and tag team some Second Chronicles. Let's look at Second Chronicles, and any name that it kind of hem you up a little bit, just say the first letter and keep it moving. So, now something. Let's go and we're gonna pick it up at verse number 1. We're gonna look at 1-7, and Mother D up Israel have me.
Did you mean the verse? The chapter.
Yeah, 2 Chronicles 36. 2 Chronicles 36, 1-7. And Mother D of Israel have me 8-14. And Mother E, come right back with verse 15 down to verse 20. And Mother D of Israel have me 21-23. Let's see what we can do with this right here. Let's see, can we get something out of this right here? I'm gonna try not to cut in, no way, shape, or form. But we remember one thing: the series on showing you about the fire and destruction of Christianity. But it's some things we got to know. What happened to this powerful people, the descendants of the King David? What happened to these people? How did they get in the predicament now they call Negroes, African American Negroes, everything? They called everything but the royal seed of David, Southern Kingdom. Yahdah. Let's find out by going to 2 Chronicles 36, 1-7. Mother D up Israel have me 8-14. Then we're going to come right back with Mother E and 15 down to verse 20. And then Mother D of Israel going to have 23. Now, I ain't talking no more. Right now, I'm through talking. Mother E, you on the clock. Come on.
2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 1-7. Verse 1. And the people of the land took the son of Joab, and made him king over his father, Steer, in Jerusalem. Verse 2. Joab was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Verse 3. And the king of Egypt, Lucifer, Mizraim, the house of bondage, put him down at Jerusalem. and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. Verse 4.
Yeah, well, hold
and
that
the
point.
King of
Egypt, yeah, hold that point for a minute. Hold that point, Mother E. Now, this Jerusalem is polluted by that southern kingdom of God, Judah. So that this Jerusalem they're talking about, all this action is talking about temple that was in Yagdad, but polluted for Jerusalem. Verse 4 says what?
Verse 4. And the king of Egypt, Luther from Israel, put him down at Yagdad Judah, the southern kingdom, and condemned the land. And they hundred
talents.
And 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. Verse 4. And the king of Egypt, Luther from Israel, made Achan, his brother, king over Judah, Yagdad Judah, the southern kingdom, and Jerusalem, the southern kingdom, and turned his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Joash, his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Verse 5. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 11 years in Yagdad Judah, the southern kingdom. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh. Verse 6. Against him came the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in feathers to carry him to Babylon. Verse 7. Nebuchadnezzar also carried the vessels of the temple of the Yahweh to Babylon and put them in his temple at Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mother E, now all this happened because of what again in the last two lines in verse 5? Now all this what you just got through reading in the first 7 verses of 2 Chronicles 36, what was the reason why this happened to the southern kingdom, where this was the kingdom where all the great kings was at, and Yahweh told you some good stuff, but all this happened on this people, but for what reason in the last 3 lines? Wait, give me the last 3 lines. And it says, and he what?
And he reads.
Verse 5.
And he
done what?
And he, Jehoiakim, reigned 11 years in Yagdad Judah, the southern kingdom. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh.
You hear that? You hear that, Mother E? So you see what happened to us as a people. Every time we do what do we do that causes our problem, Mother E? According to that verse, what do we do?
Evil.
You see that? Evil in the sight of Yahweh. So understand one thing. It's not that the point is greater than us. Every time we do evil in the sight of Yahweh, that is our history, see, right? Then Yahweh can't help us. As long as we keep doing evil in the sight of our mighty one, he cannot help us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's precept that one verse in Haggai 1:13. Precept that, Mother E. Let me show you something that Yahweh is saying. So that's why we come humble. And we be hit on every side, but we must get you this message. As long as you do evil in the sight of Yahweh, he cannot help us. We cannot be like the 17 nations. Now, if we want to act like the 17 nations, we cannot be like them. And in 113, book of Haggai, what do Haggai say there? What do Haggai book of Haggai.
Book of Haggai. The book of Haggai,
chapter 1.
Book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 13. Then speak Haggai,
Hold on. I'm looking at a Becker. I'm saying Haggai. That's on me, that mother. Make that a Becker,
okay.
Chapter 1, 13. H-A-B-A-K-K. Yeah, make that a Becker. 113. What does 113 say?
Let me get back there.
Yes. Yeah, that 13. What does 113 say?
Michael.
Yeah. A Becker is written. Nahum is when you pass.
I got it.
Yeah.
Habakkuk.
Got it. 113.
Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 13. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on sin iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherous, and hold their tongue when the wicked devise the man or woman that is more righteous than he.
Mm-hmm. So what he's saying? Yahweh said, I'm not really looking at you. He said, I look at you through the eyes of the mental spirit. And then he'll say, What are they doing down there? Because, you know, I'm not watching they sin at all. He said, I'm telling you something. They still hemmed up with the 17 nations. They still won't follow your protocol. Well, okay. But all this is for them to have some learning to understand that everything written in this book that you foretold about the seers, it's going to come to pass. So, now, Mother D.F. Israel, in that second book, I mean, where we at? Second book of Chronicles. Now, we read 1 through 7. Now, pick it up at 8 down to 14, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to pick it right back up at verse 8 and take it down to verse 14. What that say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Second Chronicles chapter 36, verse 8. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abomination, which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they were all written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yahdai Judah and Joashim came. His son reigned in his stead. Verse 9, Joashim was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Yahdai Judah's southern kingdom. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. Verse 10. And when the years was expired, King Nebuchadrezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the goodly vessels of the temple of Yahweh, and made Zedekiah, his brother, king over Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom. Verse 11. Zedekiah was 120 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in the southern kingdom. Verse 12, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. 13. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by Yahweh, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his mind from turning unto Yahweh of Israel. Verse 14. Moreover, all the chiefs of the priests and the people, seeing very much after all the abominations of the nations, and polluted the temple of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in the southern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. What happened again in verse 12 again, Most Dear of Israel? What happened in verse 12 again?
Second Chronicles 36, verse 12. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
So, according to that verse, what is evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to verse 12? What is evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to verse number 12? Mother D.F. Israel, what's evil?
He didn't regard Jeremiah the seer was speaking for Yahweh. He didn't pay it no never man.
What we looking at here, that this right here, pretty big verse here now, Mama D.F. Israel. So that verse right there stands a little piece of a precept, and then that verse right there. So now you just said in verse 12 that you read, but you did expound on it, and he said that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. So that's not a good thing to do. To otherwise, when the seer tell you something and you stiff your neck on it, that's not, and always want to have a comeback. According to what we just got through reading, that is not good. And the mental spirit, they reported on that verse there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, we want to precept that to the book Acts. I'm going to precept that and get a little bit more out of that verse there, Mother D.F. Israel. We want to precept that verse and get just a little bit more out of it. That's what we want to do. But I'm starting a little bit, but we want to precept that verse in the book of Acts. And we want to find out, see, you always can find something along with find out something. Because we keep telling you some things that we have to make the adjustment with. So we're going to go to the 23rd chapter there, Mother D.F. Israel. And we're going to look at something that is said, Acts 23:2. And we'll skip down to verse 5. We're going to Acts 23. As let's look at verse 2 and verse 4 and 5. What did it say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Acts 23, verses 2, 4, and 5. Verse 2. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Verses 4. And they that stood by said, Reveal thou Yahweh, high priest, Verse 5. Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, thou shalt not speak evils of the ruler of your people.
Ain't that something? So he's saying,
yeah,
it's certain things you just cannot do. It's certain things you
yeah
just can't do. He said, that's written.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that written at? Do that in Exodus verse 28. So we find the children of Israel, they're going into captivity after Yahweh have raised Jeremiah from the womb to tell you what you got to do. Get up under the favor of Yahweh's. But we refuse to hear even to this day. He said that's written
mm
somewhere. Let's go to Exodus 22, verse 28. Let's see what it says, that mother, D of Israel. Exodus 22, verse 28 says what?
Exodus 22?
Yeah, pick up verse 38. Pick up verse 38. Let's see what is written at. So what Paul is quoting is what the Catholics and the Christianity and all the religions say is done away with. So why is Apostle Paul is quoting something that's done away with on the right side of the book, but he's quoting the left side of the book? And what he says in Exodus 22, verse 28. What did he say that, Mother D, of Israel?
Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. Thou shalt not revile the Yahweh, nor curse the rulers of your people. That's what he got.
So that's okay. That's okay, because everybody's following along anyway. They see exactly what's going on. So he's saying, you got to know how to draw the line. Not because you smart and you got some education of the 17 nations. It's certain things you just cannot do. And it tells you, Mother E, and it also tells you, Mother E, before we pick up at verse 15, it also tells you in 2 Timothy 1, 2, 19, and 20. What it tell you, Mother E, in 2 Timothy chapter, we'll make it 1 Timothy 5, verse 1 and 2, 19 and 20. What do it say in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 19 and 20? See, rules and regulations, our problem is, all the rules and regulations we want to follow is what the 17 nations tell us. They tell us what time to pump that clock, we pump that clock. They tell us what time to leave their establishment, we leave according to what they say. When they tell you when time to break and eat your lunch, you got no problem with that. But it's not about this Bible we got plenty of problem with. Let's see what it says in 1 Timothy 5, 1, 2, 19, and 20. What is that, Mother E?
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, and verse 19 and 20. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the young men and women as brethren. The young men as brethren. The elder woman as mother, and the younger as sisters, with all purity. Verse 19. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Verse 20. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
Mm-hmm. So what? So sometimes you sit around people, you got to say, I got to speak my mind. I got to give you a taste of my mind. That is why the people is in trouble today, because of the mindset that they have learned through Christianity. Well, I'm grown. I got to speak my mind. But the Almighty that made the heaven and earth saying, is certain things you don't do. Now, I'm going to show you why he said don't do that. In the 13th chapter of at verse 7, he's going to tell you why. He'll tell you why in the book of Hebrew, please try to call Hebrew. He's going to tell you why he don't want you to do that. He don't want you to have that great big old mouth and all of a sudden something that you don't understand and then you latch out at the mouth. Let me show you why he tells you not to do that in the 13th chapter, verse 17, the book of Hebrew, Blue Tata calls. Why he said not to do that, yeah, Mother E?
The book of Hebrew, Blue to Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 7.
17.
The book of Hebrew, chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that which, for that is unprofitable for you.
You see the man saying? So the man saying, telling you, don't run off at the mouth because you groan. Mm-hmm. Understand the one that is and put before you have to give account of Yahweh. You don't have to give account. You just got to give account to anointed leadership. Then you doing your what in the book of Romans 12:1-2. So what are you doing? What are you doing in the sight of Yahweh in Romans 12:1-2? What did it say you're doing there, Mother E?
The book of Romans, chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse 1 and 2. Okay. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisters, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So the man's trying to tell you something. Now let's go on back to 2 Chronicles 36 for time's sake, and let's pick it up at 15 down to verse number, make it 15. The 17, and Mother D.F. Israel have me 18 to 23 waiting on me. Let's look at 15 through 17 now, Mother E. Let's look at back to 2 Chronicles, 15 down to verse 17. Make it 15 to 17 because time going to get away from us again. Look at verse 15 through 17, and Mother Israel have me 18 to 23 waiting on me. Let's see what it says in 2 Chronicles 36, 15 down to verse 17. What did it say there, Mother E?
2 Chronicles chapter 36, 15 to 17, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh, their father, sent to them by his messenger, rising up in time and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16, that they mocked the messenger of Yahweh and despised his words and misused his seal until the wrath of the Yahweh arose against his people, till there was no remedy.
Mother, what's your name? No, hold, that's it, right there. 15, 16, good. Yeah, but before you read 17, what is he saying in verse 16? What is he saying?
Well, in the verse 16, it said, what they mock us, the messenger. The people mock us, messenger of Yahweh.
Yeah. Okay. And
despise his word.
Yeah, and?
And misuse the seals unto the wrath of Yahweh rose.
Yeah. Yeah, and?
To the wrath of Yahweh rose against the people. Till there was no remedy.
What that mean? No remedy. What that mean?
No remedy. Till there was no remedy. No understanding.
They otherwise they can't cry no more. These old sayings saying you're crying ain't gonna help you now. You know how you tell them old babies of yours and they won't break out crying? Well, there's no remedy behind that. Look what you did. I told you stay on the porch and you down the street. Ain't no remedy to this, but number of whooping. Ain't no way I can let you out of this unless I whoop you. What I would mean by no remedy. Now, no remedy means verse 17. What it say?
Therefore, he brought upon them the king of the Chaldeans, who slew their young men with the sword and the family of their sanctuary temple, and had no compassion upon the young men. Maidens, old men are him that stooped for age. He gave them all unto his hand.
What happened when you make this man with all his power? You mean he takes care of babies, the little girls, the mothers, even the ones due for age. So you see what happens when you cross this man out. Yahweh said he had no passion for the old mothers, old fathers, young babies, young. He had no, it was no remedy. So you see what can happen when you don't obey. Yahweh said it's no remedy for you. I got to whoop you.
Mm-hmm.
And he whooped you through 17 nations. So that's the reason you're in captivity right now. You refuse to follow anointed leadership. So Yahweh says there's no remedy for you. I'm just going to whoop you until you understand. The only way back is listening and obeying and being a doer to the six anointed counts of voices of the children. Mm-hmm. It ain't no that. Huh? Let me try and tell you, it ain't no way back. I'm going to keep whooping you until you take heed to the message. And that's why we come on humble. The man got rules and regulations. And we pursue. And we love to run the mouth on a normal leadership. Mother G of Israel, what it says in 18 on verse 23. What it say that, Mother? Mother G of Israel, 18 to 20, what it say?
2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 18 to 23, verse 18. And all the vessels of the temple of Yahweh, great and small, and the treasures of the temple of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king and of his prince, all these he brought to Babylon, verse 19. And they burned the temple of Yahweh and break down the walls of the southern kingdom, Yahweh, Judah, and burn all the palaces thereof with fire and destroy all the goodly vessels thereof. Verse 20. And them that had escaped from the sword carry he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia. 21. To fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. 22. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah the seer might be accomplished, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, 23, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has Yahweh of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him a temple in the southern kingdom, which is in Yahweh Judah, who is there among all his people. Yahweh his Yahweh be with him, and let him go up.
And look what he says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. And look what he says right now. Isaiah 1, 7 through 9. Look what he said there, Mother. Dear of Israel. Look what he said. Isaiah 1, 7 down to verse 9.
Isaiah chapter 1, 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did he say?
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7 to 9, verse 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. Verse 8. And the daughters of the southern kingdom, Yahweh Judah, is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a logging in the garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Verse 9. Except Yahweh's hosts have left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah.
So he got a small remedy is to bring this information. Who he say is in your place according to what you just got to read? Who is in your place right now according to what you just got to read? Who is in
strangers.
Your place right now?
Strangers.
Ain't that something?
Strangers.
Okay, good. And First Chronicles, Second Chronicles 5:32. Find out a little bit more about the strangers there, Mother Israel. So you said, so what are you telling? The book is telling us right now, the people's over there in your land, they are who? Who are
strangers.
There is?
Strangers.
Strangers. See that? You see how this Bible is telling you what's really going on? People's on the land, they are strangers. Now what are we going to right now? Going again?
First Chronicles, chapter, I think it's chapter. Did you say First Chronicles?
I said something, but it got away from me now. What I say again? Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's Second
first, what,
Chronicles, chapter six.
Five. Yeah, I said 5:32 now. Help me out. Help Israel.
What?
So, yeah, help me out. I did say I called it in the spirit, and what that was, Second Chronicles 5:32. You said strangers is in your land,
right? 5:32. Yeah, it's 2 Chronicles 6:32.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. I appreciate that. It says 6:32, so strangers is in our land, huh? So strangers
right.
is over there in that land, see? So the Bible says, so what, why don't you believe the Bible? What's over there in your land is strangers. And what he says, and he's going to make it plain to you in 6:32, what he says in 6:32?
The Second Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 32. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of your people, Israel, but is come from a far
country. So the stranger is not Israel. Strangers that's over there in your land is not Israel, see, right? So them strangers, they're not Israel, matter of fact. And Zechariah 9, verse 6, he told the seer to tell the national audience exactly who in your land, and the word Ashdod means Israel. That's just a polluted name for Israel. Ashdod means Israel. Let's see what it says in 9:16. So who over there in your land, right now as you speak?
Zechariah chapter
9,
verse 6.
Yes, ma'am. Who over there in the land right now?
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 6. And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod, Israel, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistine.
Mm-hmm. Them the more Arabs over there too. But Yahweh told whenever they finally read this Bible, who over there in your land right now are according to? Know the Palestinians, they fighting against Esau and his five sons, saying that they land but Yahweh summed it up in that and said, what did he say again in that 10 verse 6? What did he say?
A bastard shall dwell in the land, Israel.
So we clear, we know what the Palestinians is and the sinners of Esau is over there in that land. We know what they are according to Scripture, and both of them are what?
Bastards. Strangers.
They is. They're strangers. Strangers, and they bastards. That's who over in the land. See, Bible is telling us all. So Mother E, now, this is what he said, Mother E, in the 34th chapter. This is what he says in the 34th chapter of the book of Isaiah. He says now, Mother E, what did he tell us in the 34th chapter book called Isaiah about the bastards over there in your land? He says something about the Palestinians and the sinners of Esau. Both of them is bastards in your land, but you don't know that. In the 34th chapter, what did Yahweh say in verse 6 down to verse 8? Isaiah chapter 34. What did it say there, Mother E?
Book of Isaiah chapter 34, verse 6 to 8.
Yes, ma'am. What did he say?
The sword of the Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness. and with the blood of lamb and goat, with the fat of the kidney of ram. For the Yahweh have a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Adonia. Verse 7. And the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullock with the bull, and their land shall be smoked with blood, and their dust made fat with fat. Verse 8. For it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance, and the year of recompense for the controversy of Yahweh Judah, polluted line.
Oh, so it's an argument over there between the Palestinians, the Arabs, and Esau and the five sons. And Yahweh said, ain't that something? He said, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to settle that controversy over there, who this land belongs to. He said, but I just got a little work I got to do. Let me show you what he got to do, and give me a closing statement in Isaiah. This is what he got to do, Mother E. See, we know what he got to do in the 37th chapter of Isaiah, getting a closing statement. In Isaiah 37, 31 and 32. Let's see what he got to do there, Mother E. See, it's a controversy over there. In Yahweh, I'm going to sell it, but this is how I'm going to sell it. In Isaiah 37, 31, and 32. Let's see how he's going to sell it and give me a closing statement behind these two verses. Isaiah 37, 31, and 32. Yes, ma'am.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 37, verse 31 and verse 32. Verse 31. And the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahweh Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Verse 32. For out of Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Yahweh Judah, saluted for thine, the zeal of the Yahweh of hosts shall do this.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
so you say Yahweh Judah got to step to the plate and straighten this thing out. That's what he's saying. Closing statement there, Mother E, and we'll get back on it tomorrow. What's your closing statement got to be about? So now you see what got to happen. Yahweh Judah got to step up to the plate and straighten and do a let's straighten it out. Closing statement, come out.
Thank and praising Yahweh for another class. Thank and praising Yahweh for the year and for the class. I'm going to read two verses of Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Hear you the words which Yahweh speak unto you, O family of Israel. Thus said the Yahweh, learn not the ways of the nation, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the nations are dismayed at them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. Now, Mother D of Israel, give me one verse and a closing statement. Give me Isaiah 33, verse 24. It's something that we got to understand in Isaiah 33, verse 22 and 24. Isaiah 33, verse number 22 and 24. What does it say in Isaiah 33, 22 and 24?
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22 and 24. Verse 22. For Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our Torah instruction giver. Yahweh is our king. He will save us. 24. And the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their sins.
So you see, we got to stop saying we sick, and we got the answer for you. It's a big belly full of dust, says Yahweh. And I'll read one line in 33 verse. So what do the six anointed chaps got to do? One line in the closing statement. One line. 33 verse 10. One line in the closing statement.
One line. Now, I don't know if this one. Now will I raise.
Now will I rise. Now is time for us to rise. Now. Now is the time we got to rise up for this challenge to get our people out from under this bondage. Now is the time. Moji of Israel, what's your closing statement? We'll catch you tomorrow night for some more B-O-T-T-Y. What you got to say for your closing? Come on.
Isaiah chapter 1, verses 4. A hot, sinful nation, a people laden with sin, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupt. They have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the righteous one of Israel to anger. They are gone away backwards. Verse 5. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will provoke more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole mind faints. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. Excellent. See, that's TV. That's what I like. Mother D of Israel, Mother E. They bring you, see, Royal. Listen, see, Royal. We got to stop saying we sick. Oh, COVID-19, 20, 21, 22. And we about to be about our Father's business. Yahweh's business. Get in one of them six anointed camps and understand and respect anointed leadership, and Yahweh will intervene. Catch you all tomorrow night. Yahweh be with you all, from the mothers, the elders, the brothers, the teachers. Catch you tomorrow night. Yahweh be with you all.
Too late.